She is a 60-year-old Caucasian woman, history of diabetes, non-insulin dependent, normotensive, and she presented with a 2.3-centimeter grade 2 intraductal carcinoma. At biopsy, it was ER-positive, PR-positive, and HER2-negative. She underwent a lumpectomy, and 2 of 11 nodes were positive for metastatic disease. Following this, she received 4 cycles of dose-dense AC and Taxol, and then was started on Arimidex for a planned 5 years.
Can you talk a little bit about the woman, what her life was like prior to the diagnosis, and who came with her when you met with her?
Sure. She has been a housewife. She has 3 children. They're all basically grown at this time. Her husband is a pharmacist, who I happen to personally know. And it was quite surprising. There was no family history of breast cancer, and this was really noted just on a routine examination of herself on a monthly check.
What about the discussions concerning chemotherapy in this woman with 2 positive nodes? What were the options that you discussed with them?
Well, we discussed really 2 different options. One was just 4 cycles of AC versus the benefit of 4 cycles of AC plus Taxol. There has been question raised in the ER-positive group whether the taxane adds much. I believe there probably is value even in that group to the taxane.
Now, in general, you gave this woman AC paclitaxel dose dense. Is that generally what your node-positive regimen is?
Yes, it is at this time.
And that's what they opted to do?
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, the initial chemotherapy actually went very well. She was given Neulasta support. We never experienced any neutropenia or any real problems with that. The chemotherapy went rather quickly and rather smoothly. At the completion of chemotherapy, she was doing quite well and was actually quite excited that she did better than she anticipated.
So it actually was less difficult on her than she expected?
Yes.
And then what was the next step?
Well, after the completion of chemotherapy, we waited about a month and then referred her for radiation therapy to the breast. She started with the radiation therapist, and I had an anticipated follow-up of about 6 weeks after that. However, I received a call about 5 weeks into radiation from the radiation therapist saying that she came in complaining of increasing shortness of breath over a 48-hour period. He ordered a chest x-ray, and it appeared to be that she had an enlarged heart and pulmonary edema. She was immediately referred back to me, and she was admitted to the hospital. We did an echocardiogram, which showed a tremendous drop in her ejection fraction, down to 28%.
When you say drop, had she ever had one?
Yes. We did a pre-chemotherapy ejection fraction, and it was 58% prior to receiving the Adriamycin.
Wow.
This was very impressive, and we were all very concerned. She was sitting wearing oxygen, and her husband had a very disturbed look. She was seen by cardiology, started on diuretics and Coreg, and really over a period of about 10 days started to improve dramatically. It took about 15 months to really get her ejection fraction back up to 50%, and the Coreg doses were increased slowly over that period of time.
Was she on any other cardiac meds?
Well, she was on diuretics for probably most of the 15 months.
What was her activity like during that time?
Well, for the first 6 months, she was very fatigued and tired even with the improvement. By the end of 15 months, she was pretty close back to normal activity without any complaints of exertional dyspnea.
Now, in terms of the radiation therapy, were the ports looked at in terms of verifying that the heart was not in it?
Absolutely. The radiation therapist became very concerned, and the port films were immediately reviewed, and there really was adequate cardiac shielding.
So when you put this all together with your cardiology team, what were you thinking in terms of what was going on?
Well, the impression was that because of her diabetes, she probably had pre-existing cardiac disease that just was not appreciated, and that the cardiomyopathy was probably related to the Adriamycin, not the radiation, and underlying atherosclerotic heart disease.
What's her situation right now?
She's actually doing very well. She is quite functional. She is now out at almost 2 years and doing really quite nicely.
So she's still on the anastrozole?
Absolutely.
How's she doing on that?
Very few complaints other than some minor arthralgias, which we really think is probably osteoarthritic, and she did well receiving some Aleve.
What's your take on this case and your thinking about it?
Well, normally the use of Adriamycin in the adjuvant setting doesn't have much cardiomyopathy associated with it. Although all our patients over 40, we do initial ejection fractions. Unfortunately, there is no better test right now to detect who this population may be that will actually have cardiomyopathy, although now literature suggests there may be some other dobutamine stress tests and other types of testing with technetium that may detect who these folks are before they get in trouble.
I'm curious about your thoughts about the presentation at the San Antonio meeting last December of the U.S. oncology trial comparing docetaxel cyclophosphamide TC to adriamycin cyclophosphamide, showing what they showed would seem to be greater impact. But I guess the issue there is the question of, can you get away, mainly I guess going to be node negative patients, maybe some node positive, without an anthracycline?
Well, I think everybody's tempted to avoid adriamycin if you can avoid adriamycin. I think TC has its role. I think it would probably be more in the node negative patients.
Have you used it at all?
I've used it in lower risk patients where there was a history of cardiac disease.
That's interesting. So recently, or you've been doing that for a while?
Doing it actually for quite a while.
Huh. And how do you find that regimen?
Well, it's a very acceptable regimen. Whether it produces the same outcome in a very limited anecdotal group of patients, I can't tell you.
What about tolerability and safety compared to AC, just in your own experience?
Well, AC has not been a big cardiac difficult drug to use normally. The TC has been very easy to administer.
What about side effects, how people feel, fatigue, quality of life, TC compared to AC?
I would say it's probably about equal. Probably see more nausea and vomiting with AC than you do with TC.